Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. And please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And now on social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, The Boating Hour with Captain Rick. Thanks to our sponsors for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics, natural, organic, and allergen-free, and from California. And Raycom Radios, reliable two-way communication throughout Southern California, at land and at sea. And today is a special event. This is the Boating Hour 200th show. And so for my 200th show, I have my most amazing VIP guest ever. So I want to introduce you with Vivian. Vivian, welcome to the Boating Hour on my 200th show.
Good morning, Captain Rick, and congratulations on your 200th episode. I'm super excited to be here with you today. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, it's so exciting because everybody's heard about the Doc Walker program, which you're now running and in charge. I don't know if you created it. You're going to tell me. And I didn't know it was so organized with the state of California. So tell me what your title is, because you're what, the Environmental Boating Program Manager? Is that what your official title is?
Yes, correct, Captain Rick. My name is Vivian Matuk, and I'm the Environmental Boating Program Manager for both the California State Parks and the California Coastal Commission.
See, I didn't know that they were involved and that was one of their programs. I'm familiar with the Doc Walker program. I'm in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We'll talk about, you know, the alliance there. I'm also with some yacht clubs. And we always hear about the dock walking program, and it's so exciting. And I had no idea the origins. So let's get a little history. First of all, you're with the California State Parks and the California Coastal Commission?
Yes, sir. Correct. I represent both agencies, where I manage our statewide or the California Boating Clean and Green program.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about how did this Doc Walker program come about? How did it start? Because everybody at every yacht club, all over the marinas, all the boaters know about it. Everybody wants to participate. So let's talk about the origins, whose idea it was and how it became so official.
Fantastic. Thank you again for your invitation. So the Doc Walker program is one of the main education and outreach components of the California Boating Clean and Green program, again, led and implemented by both the California State Parks and the California Coastal Commission. The Doc Walker program started back in 2000, and since then, we have been implementing this program across the state, mainly in partnership with the Bay Foundation in Southern California. With the Bay Foundation, we have been also working very closely with other organizations across the state, including your organization, Captain Rick, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, also power squadrons, marina, yacht club members and associations, recreational boaters, conservation corps, local governments, among others. Research developed by our programs identified that the most common sources of information for boaters in California include marinas, boat shows and boating events, marine supply stores, and word of mouth. And the most successful strategy for sharing clean boating information with boaters is word of mouth. So, in this program, we train members of the public or with many backgrounds, with different organizations, as I mentioned already, as environmental educators to conduct face-to-face boater education on environmentally sound and safe boating practices. And these partner dock walkers teach boaters or share with them everything about keeping pollutants out of the water, from proper disposal of sewage and trash to best practices around cleaning and maintenance, as well as efforts to limit spills of oil and other hazardous waste. So, for example, we have had boaters who, before the dog walker outreach, didn't know about some pollution prevention tools, such as the oil absorbents and fuel bibs, and the specific laws about, for example, treated sewage disposal, and what pollution prevention services we offer to boaters throughout the state for that purpose. After contact from our dock walkers, boaters learn to dispose of boat sewage at sewage pump outs or dump stations. They also learn how to identify them across the state, and also learn that and the fact that oil absorbents are the cheapest pollution prevention tools boaters can use to prevent oily bilge water, as well as other oil-related sources of pollution from getting into the water. In other words, our partner dock walkers help to increase and improve clean boating practices across the state, a very important role.
Wow, that is so – I did not know it was so organized. How do you get your materials – you know, when the Coast Guard Auxiliary, we do some public service and we'll do a boater safety a booth, or we'll have sometimes locally at Starbucks or West Marine, we'll have the tables. And we hand out your material. I know when I walk into a yacht club, the material's there. And every so often, you know, there'll be people saying, oh, it's time to do the dock walker. And they'll have, you know, stuff like a goodie bag. How do you get that to everybody? And do you train these people to be dock walkers? So explain how your stuff is everywhere, because it's exciting that it is. And do you train people? Are they coming up to seminars, or are you just talking to them? Tell me how you guys, you're everywhere. Your material is everywhere.
Well, thank you so much. You made my day, because that's the purpose. So basically, yes, we conduct many trainings across the state, and anyone from 15 to 100 years young can participate in our program. And you can become a dock walker by visiting our website at boatingcleanandgreen.com. One word, .com/dockwalker.
Okay.
In that website, you will be able to find the list of our trainings. We have, we offer hybrid classes, both online and in person. If you prefer just to get more information before you register, you can call me or contact me. My email is vivian.matuk@coastal.ca.gov. And training takes only a few hours and is valid for 3 years. The training includes video presentations and question and answer segment. We cover, for example, we start from a bird's eye view perspective about the importance of boating in California, potential sources of boat pollution, what the state and federal laws says about each of them, and most importantly, the best management practices we can share with boaters so they can increase and improve clean boating practices. We also then talk about our main outreach tool, which is the California Boater Kit that you just mentioned before about you see it everywhere. And we also then share with partner dock walkers education and outreach strategies they can utilize depending on their background. Remember, we work with people from many backgrounds, including the general public. So we have anywhere from 150 to 200 dock walkers any given time, and the program can document community service hours. So by creating a corp of clean boating educators or a community of partner dock walkers, the program is increasing and improving clean boating practices across the state.
God, that really is so amazing. I had no idea. I want to become I want to take your course. I want to go online and do that. Again, the website is Boating Clean and Green. BoatingCleanandGreen.com?
Correct. And if you want, that's our statewide Boating Clean and Green program website. But then you will add after boatingcleanandgreen.com/dockwalker, one word, DockWalker, and then you will find all the information. But again, I invite your public, Captain Rick, if they have a specific questions or want to talk to me about the program, goals, and more, much more, to email me, vivian.matuk@coastal.ca.gov, or you can also call me at area code 916-764-0989.
Oh, my God, we can call you directly to have a – well, tell me, now you're up in San Francisco. We're doing this interview on the phone because I'm down here in Southern California. What's the difference between the northern part, Northern California and Southern California, or is it pretty much the same? Are you having the same success and the same enthusiasm? Because like I said, you're at every yacht club throughout Southern California, all the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Whenever we do a public safety or boater information or we do vessel exams, we always have your materials and your boater kits. So is it the same up in Northern California?
Yes, sir. So we offer trainings, again, to the entire state. Sometimes the difference between the boater kits from Northern to Southern California is mainly the tide calendars or tide books for obvious reasons. But also we have some specific materials for certain areas of California. So, for example, we have in Northern California specific clean boating maps for the Delta and the Bay Area. We have the tide books, and for Southern California, we also have the specific tide books showing all the harbors from San Luis Obispo down to San Diego. But of course, because this is a statewide program, we also respect, admire, and want to work with our inland counties. So we also have information specific for our partner dock walkers to make sure that they can share clean boating information with boaters across the state. So again, the boater kit plays such an important role in our program.
How long have you been with the, how long have you been doing this?
So I started, then you will guess my age, which is kind of unfair.
Okay.
I started working as an intern for our beautiful state back in the year 2001. And then I got stuck here because I love the work that I do. I love to work for the both agencies, the state parks and the coastal commission. And I love my job, Captain Rick, because it's everything about education. It's about really making sure that we share information with the boating community because they are good stewards of the environment. They just need easy information on how and where to properly do things in an environmental manner.
You know, I got to tell you a great story. I was in Long Beach racing some dinghies, and there was a Coast Guard Auxiliary booth. They had a meeting, so people were in uniform, and they had your material, and they were making a presentation to some of the kids. This is a little while ago, and they had your kits, and they were talking about keeping the environment safe, clean and safe. And we went out, we raced. So we're in these little dinghies. I think there were Lido 14s at Alamitos Bay Yacht Club. And there were some kids on these two men. We were in the harbor. It's a nice big harbor, right? And one of the young kids, very good sailors. Young kids sometimes are the best sailors of all. And they were diverting from the race slightly because they were ahead. They were winning one of the legs. And they were going off course. And they were picking up some, they saw some trash, and they were picking up trash. And they did it like twice. They were in the harbor. I think one picked up maybe some plastic or something. And they, you know, they diverted. So, of course, you know, if you're in second, third, fourth, or you're trailing them, you're wondering, what's this guy doing? And, you know, people were watching that. When they came back, you know, they held up the trash that they picked up. And it was twice in this one race. I was so impressed because they listened to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. They had your little kit, and the club they're advocates. So you go in there. I know a lot of people are very much involved. So yeah, that was a nice little tribute. The young kid did it. You know, we laughed because all the adults, you know, learning from the kids. But yeah, you have an effect. I mean, I always thought boaters were the true environmentalists. Where did you grow up as a boater, a kayaker? Were you a sailor or a power boater or a fisherwoman?
No, believe it. I wasn't. I was, I'm originally from Colombia, South America.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was born and raised in Bogota, the capital, over 8,000 feet. And even though we are one of the mega diverse countries in the world, and we have lakes, we have two oceans, I never had the opportunity to, be a boater. However, I had the opportunity to be on a boat. Many, many times, and when I go back and I have the opportunity to enjoy boating in Colombia, then I always think how fortunate we are here in California for the pollution prevention services. The state, in partnership with city counties and counties, offer to the boating community in terms of preventing pollution from getting into the water. And when I mentioned that, Captain Rick, I'm talking about used oil recycling facilities, oil absorbent exchange locations, and the amazing sewage pump out network that we have across the state. That in the Dock Walker program, if you may, we also, one of our goals is to make sure that our partner dock walkers connect the boating community with those local resources. So when I go to Colombia and I see that, hey, you know, we are not there yet. We have here in California amazing infrastructure. Yes, we can improve, but we have great resources for boaters. And it's great to be able to travel. I have learned a lot about boating myself, of course, because otherwise how can you share those practices with our amazing recreational boating, you know, activity here in the state.
Wow. So you're from Colombia. How exciting. I mean, and your flag is red, yellow, and blue.
Yes. It's yellow, blue, and red, and is full of colors, representing, you know, the power and the energy and the enthusiasm that we have from people there. But I am also an American citizen, so yes.
Wow.
Love both countries, of course.
So it's not hard to get involved. I mean, all boaters need to do is go to the site. But like I said, you know, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, an absolutely wonderful organization. And we are now being recognized more than ever because our Coast Guard is down on recruitment. It's across the board for all the branches. I'm actually featuring the Coast Guard all month long. They were the featured branch in the Armed Service Parade, the Armed Forces Parade down in Torrance, and then, of course, Fleet Week at the Battleship Iowa. So the entire month of May, I'll be honoring the Coast Guard, the Navy as well, and the featured branch, the Space Force. But everywhere the Coast Guard goes, we have a materials officer. So I'm actually going to talk to them because I didn't know that they're getting all this material. I always thought it was part of the Coast Guard. So I'm learning all about this because I took it for granted. There it is everywhere, at every club, at all the yacht clubs. And, of course, when we do stuff, we hand out the boater kit, and that comes from you. See, I didn't know that. That's absolutely fantastic. Do you ever make it down to Southern California?
Yes, sir. I travel quite a bit throughout the state, again, because the program is a statewide program. Down there, we have our main partners, the Bay Foundation, a great organization to partner with. And, of course, going back a little bit about the point of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, since the year 2000, we have been working with your organization. Your organization endorsed the program because the Dock Walker program supports your current effort and enhances and also broadens your boating safety mission. So you guys not only are experts in boating safety, but you also support the marine pollution prevention mission of the active Coast Guard. So when you become a dock walker, the Coast Guard Auxiliary kind of amplifies and provides a much more comprehensive approach to boating to the boater. So it's a great partnership. We work with both districts. And your higher ups are always very, very amazing, sharing with your different divisions and flotillas, et cetera, the information. And that's how we, when we go to Southern California, to Northern California, inland areas, we always partner with your Coast Guard auxiliary in this effort.
That is, how many, do you have any idea how many members that you have?
Well, on an annual basis, approximately we have anywhere from 150 to 200 active dog walkers at any given time. And since the year 2000, we have been able to work with over 1,400 partners across the state. Yeah, and for us, it's important, Captain Rick, every year to continue to offer not only full trainings to bring more partner dog walkers on board, but also to offer refresher trainings. Because one thing that I forgot to mention, the main outreach tool for our partner dog walkers is actually the California Boater Kit, which is, as you we have talked a little bit, but I haven't had the opportunity to define. And this is a comprehensive packet of clean and safe boating information that our partner dog walkers distribute to boaters. Every year, we hand out roughly 5,000 boater kits across the state. And these boater kits contain pollution prevention tools, such as oil absorbents, the fuel bibs, that dog walkers learn teach to boaters what they are, how to use them, and most importantly, how to dispose of them, again, by connecting the boater with the local resources. In addition, the kit also has all the most updated laws for boaters concerning cleaning and safely operating a boat in California. And boaters can receive the California Boater Kit after completing a brief questionnaire. And the questionnaire is fantastic because it helps us not only to trigger the conversation with the boater, but also dog walkers as environmental educators can give immediate feedback to the boater about the proper responses, connect the boater with the items in the boater kit that will support either the response or the best management practice we want to share. But the Boater Kit questionnaire also helps us to better orient our education and outreach efforts. So we're everything about research. So for us, it's very important to continue to offer trainings and refreshers because only partner dog walkers can distribute our boater kits because they require a little bit of face-to-face education.
Mm-hmm. God, that is amazing. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. This is my 200th show, so this is a landmark in me being on the radio trying to promote the boating activity and the yacht clubs and the youth activities and the regattas. So this is a very special show. So you are now one of my most important and favorite VIP guests. And I want to remind everybody how they contact you. So the boatingcleanandgreen.com/dockwalker, right? And then give me your website, the other website as well.
Yeah, perfect. If they only want to learn about clean boating in general, it would be boatingcleanandgreen.com. If they want to specifically learn about the dog walker program, would be the same website, boatingcleanandgreen.com/dockwalker, one word. And you can also email me at vivian.matuk, M-A-T-U-K, one word, vivian.matuk, at coastal.ca.gov. And let me again congratulate you, Captain Rick, on all your episodes and especially on these 200 episodes. Fantastic job.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on. Well, that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our show. As always, we're so very fortunate to have such wonderful and exciting guests. So I want to thank our guest today for coming on. Vivian, this has been fantastic. And remember, the whole month of May, we're going to be promoting the Torrance Armed Forces Parade. There's a 5K in the morning and exhibits all weekend. Following week, Memorial Day weekend, is Fleet Week at the Battle Battleship Iowa down in San Pedro. And, of course, Boater Safety Week, we're going to be talking all about the Coast Guard Auxiliary and the Space Force as well the whole month of May. So let's not forget the Coasties protecting our waters, America's lifesavers and guardians of the sea. You're going to hear a lot about them, as well as the civilian volunteers that assist them, the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Be sure to find us and subscribe on social media, now on YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and Facebook. Remember, if you do it right and follow the guidelines and safety precautions, there's no place like being out on the water in the fresh air and sunshine in beautiful, sunny Southern California. And if your race committee is having a regatta, or your club is hosting an event, we can help. Raycom. Raycom Radios, reliable two-way communication throughout Southern California. Don't forget to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.